Jerry Bader Show 1050. By the way, the Badgers by 624 over the Fighting Hawks. I sound about right, Matt? Maybe just a little. The over and under on that should be about 800. No, it should be a thumping. That one's on the road, though, right? That should still be a butt-kicking. Ah, that they couldn't beat Ohio State. Arrgh, that still burns me. Very interesting scenario in Madison this week. Governor Walker unveiled a $100 million property tax relief plan, which quickly passed both houses of the legislature. Democrats are apoplectic about this. And we'll expose their hypocrisy in just a moment as we are joined now to discuss this with Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin spokesman David Flatabo. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Hey, before we get into this, I want to play some sound as this was being passed from state lawmaker Democrat Therese Brousseau. Matt, go ahead.
This is, again, unfortunately, about politicking rather than governing. It's about, I believe, the governor winning his race again.
This is just killing them because they don't want to vote against property tax relief. So they have to say it's political, say, well, it's just because his apparent opponent, Mary Burke, got in the race. But as you pointed out in your release, it had bipartisan support.
Overwhelming bipartisan support. It had 28 votes in the Senate and it had 82 votes in the Assembly. So they spent the whole day on the floor talking about, well, you're right, this is politics, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they voted for it. And quite frankly, you know, I'm not really concerned with the reasoning for it. I don't know what the governor was thinking, what his plans were. All I know is that there was a bigger surplus than we expected, and they gave it back to the people of Wisconsin as a $100 million property tax cut. And for us, that's fantastic.
That's what's killing them, David, is they know that they can't really argue against that. So they're saying it's all about politics, but given their choice, they wouldn't give that money back. That's what's driving them nuts.
Well, and their voting record up until this point has been that. I mean, they voted against the state budget that had $650 million income tax cut, rose UW tuition. You know, maybe this time around they're seeing the light and they finally see the Governor Walker's policies are working. But, you know, on the floor yesterday, a lot of their debate, too, was that this isn't big enough, that there should be more tax relief. And we're fine with that. We like to work with them on that. And hopefully in the future they start voting for these tax cuts.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because I've even heard that from other conservatives who've said, well, you know, it's not a lot. Well, I don't ever look a gift horse in the mouth. I'll take whatever property tax relief comes. But at least we've got the boat turned around in the right direction and we're heading toward property tax relief.
Yep. I mean, from AFE's perspective, from my perspective, yes, we'd always like to see the biggest cuts possible, the biggest tax relief possible. But, you know, this session there's been about $1 billion in total tax relief given back to the people of Wisconsin. And those are dollars that aren't going to be spent in Madison. They aren't going to be spent by politicians. They're going to be back in the pockets of hardworking Wisconsinites. And no amount is too small. Everything is good.
Yeah, that's, as you just said, no amount is too small. And I think that's, you know, $13, $30 depending on your home. But you also just made a good point, too, that almost $1 billion in an overall tax relief, and not just to individuals, but to businesses. And this is what's going to be interesting in the upcoming gubernatorial election, that tax climate that has been rated so poorly in the past, David, that you're seeing our ratings improve from various entities because that's changing as well.
Yeah, we used to be one of the 10 highest tax states in the country. We're just outside of that threshold now. We're probably still the 11th or 12th highest tax, but you know, it's moving in the right direction. We need to kind of go away from this high tax, high spend culture that Wisconsin has had and really start to control government. And over the last couple of years, we've definitely been heading in that direction, and it's been good for Wisconsin.
All right, David Flatabo of Americans for Prosperity, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. Always good to have you on. It is interesting, though, how it was dry. I referred to it. Slow down, Jerry. I referred to it as bipolar Wisconsin. You know, it's killing them. They don't want to give your money back to you. They never want to do that. They also realize, and this is why they're saying it's all about politics, they realize how unpopular it would be to do that. So a handful of them rejected it, most approved it, and then bleeped and moaned about it the whole time. The whole time. Then there's this one. Some trucking companies do not support the bill that would hike Wisconsin's speed limit to 70 miles an hour. They say that at least one trucking firm, Martin Transport of Mondovi, says their drivers will keep going 65 miles an hour. A spokesperson for the company told the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram that her vehicles are geared for 65 and an increase to say to 70 would hurt safety and fuel mileage. Then don't do it. Then have your trucks drive 65 miles an hour. That's fine. No word on whether the Senate's going to pass this or how Governor Walker feels about this. I don't have deep feelings about this. I lean toward it. But this is not something where I'm going to be all upset if it doesn't happen. I lean toward it, and I'm okay with it happening. I have been told that people, though, who think now they can drive 80, 82, 83 and not get stopped are in for a surprise. That, and I don't want to tip my hand here too much, but I have been told that there are law enforcement agencies who are already making their plans, and if the speed limit is 70, you're going to get pinched at 76, 77 miles an hour, which a lot of people are doing right now. Actually, it's 80 is not uncommon. My thought on that is this. That might be true, but boy, I mean, you've got to be going upwards of 75 miles an hour right now. I'm not saying that no law enforcement agency stops people for up to 9 miles over or 74 miles an hour. Some do. Most, however, they want to get into double digits. They won't admit that, but that's what I believe. Right now at 65, I go about 72. And the odds of them stopping me, while not impossible, are low because they're going to wait and see someone go. They know that someone's going to be going a heck of a lot faster. And they'll go after them. What they're saying is, no, now they'll get into that 6-7 miles over. We'll see. By the way, other trucking companies do not have a problem with this. I don't have a lot of time. Let me see if I can mention this. It's from earlier in the week. The rights of a transgender Colorado high school student are being put ahead of the girls the boy harasses in the girls' bathroom. A male student at Florence, Colorado High School who claims to be transgendered has caused controversy by harassing female students in the girls' room, but will not face any discipline. This despite vocal protests from the girls' parents. The boy's rights as a transgender trump the daughter's privacy rights, the school has told concerned parents. How the hell did we get here? And that being the case, why aren't there about 20 boys now dressing in drag in that school? You would think that's what boys would do. 10:58, 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?